Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a blustery early June afternoon, a team of biologists is working aboard the research vessel Medea on the inside waters of southeast Alaska. They're pulling slinky pods, basket-like mesh traps strung on a long line to catch sablefish, which are also known as black cod. Pots are ideal for catch-and-release fishing. Unlike hooks, which can injure a fish's mouth, fish caught in pots are less likely to be hurt. Fish are caught alive, measured, tagged, and released. The individually numbered tags are bright orange or green, about 3 inches long, and they're attached below the dorsal fin. When someone later catches the fish and turns in the tag, researchers can identify the fish and document its movements and its growth since it was tagged. Each year, about 700 tags are recovered and returned to Fish and Game by commercial fishermen and sport anglers. Biologists have tagged sablefish in southeast waters for close to 40 years to learn about their movements, their growth, and their abundance, which is important to the management of the resource. In a typical year, 6,000 to 8,000 sablefish are tagged in May and June in these southeast waters. Sablefish are caught months and even years later in southeast waters in the Gulf of Alaska and even thousands of miles away in waters off Northern California and off the Pribilof Islands in the Bering Sea. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.